To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a cold hard reality check for those who are on the front line of the current crime wave. We've got new numbers around the access to this much hyped government help as a result of the RAM raids. Out of the 6 million in this crime prevention fund announced back in May, only 5 stores have had installations completed. We do have another 5 installations underway. 40 assessments have been carried out. 23 of the 40 have had a site review. The liquor store and dairy owner in Pukekohe, Ravi Singh, is with us. Ravi, morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
How many times have you been done over?
I stopped counting from last 14 years of in the retail experience, but recently we have robbed twice in 3 weeks.
Have you got bollards? Have you tried to access this fund at all?
So bollards is already being installed at my place, but we basically, bollards are only for stopping the cars inside the store. But these are second generation youngsters who are doing RAM raids in the way which you know already. So which I have done, I have installed steel bar and automatic gates at my own cost.
So you pay for that. How much does all that cost you?
It's called me fortune because, see, the thing is that the cash flow hits the small business like us too much because two RAM raids, so they have taken out all the cash flow of the smokes over there. And on top of it, I have installed like $6,000. It's cost $6,000 for the automatic gates. And installing the steel bars under short notice, my mates had helped me out. And those cost me around $5,000. So, you know, for those things to protect my family and my staff, I have given up the cost of $11,000 something just to secure my place.
Does it work?
Yes, it's automatic gates help me a lot because we can see the people from the outside and then allow them to bring inside according to because the regulars are not doing those things. But yes, it helps a lot. Automatic doors and steel bars helping us out. But, you know, it's Pukekohe is amazing community and they understand what we need for the serving customers. Experience is a little bit tight. But yes, we have to do what we have to protect our family and staff.
Do you know what happens? The people who have robbed you and turned you over these times, do you know what happens to them? I mean, is it the same people coming back? Do they get arrested? Do they get charged? Do they go to jail? Where are they? What happens to them?
You know, it's a soft on crime, and that's a problem. These youngsters know that what they are doing and how they can. These laws needs to be tightened, which we are doing every day. But yes, they get rid of it because they are under age 18 and they know what they are doing. They are playing smartly. They are second generation RAM raiders. So yes, we need to do something on top wherein we can. We don't have any access to those funds, actually, because we need some single window where Auckland Council, Transport and Police come under one management. Mm. Once the RAM raid had been done to our stores, then they can. We have an application process to access those funds immediately, like means once it's approved. So the police are already busy with RAM raids. They don't have much time, as you already told that they had been covered only 4 stores till today. So we need, those funds are nothing because one bullard is $1,000. Say an example, 6 bullards to a store. We got 4,000 approx stores here. So it's, we need those funds. Do the math. It's around 20 million kind of thing. And access of those funds is very hard.
Exactly.
So yes, that's, and bullard is only stopping the cars. Just say an example, we need those RAM raiders to stop inside the store. So I think we need to do something which is next level now because these are second generation people doing it.
All right, Ravi. Appreciate it. And I wish you the best. All I can do is wish you the best. Ravi Singh, who owns a bunch of liquor stores and dairies in Pukekohe.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.